AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A powerful winter storm has dumped snow from Nashville to Nantucket. Arctic-like temperatures grip much of the country, and hundreds of thousands of people have lost power in the South. Tim Valentine is working to restore electricity in Forsyth County, Georgia.
It's been pretty rough. We've had up to 35,000 consumers out. We're down to 25,000 now. We've called in dozens of extra crews, and we're not over.
Thomas Costello, who lives in Cumming, Georgia, said all night long he could hear sounds of ice-covered trees and branches snapping.
Snap, crackle, pop, a lot of shotgun. Like, it sounded like shotguns were going off in the background. Then you hear a big boom going down, a lot of trees.
The storm has ended, but North Carolina Governor Ray McCrory says folks will feel it for days to come.
Even though the wintry precipitation is ending, we will continue to see downed trees and power lines as they succumb to the weight of the ice.
Officials in Boston, including Governor Charlie Baker, say it may be a month before that area's transit system is back to normal.
Our focus at this point is literally, what are you going to do? What have you done today, and what are you going to do tomorrow, and how fast can we expect to see people in a situation that they consider to be sort of normal?
It took commuters 2.5 hours today to travel 20 miles from Southboro to Boston's South Station. In the meantime, the mayor wants people who are taking videos of themselves jumping out of windows into snowbanks and then posting the footage on social media sites to knock it off. Too dangerous, he says. Immigrants are expressing disappointment after a federal judge in Texas put a hold on the president's plan to protect millions of people living in the U.S. illegally from deportation. The White House is promising to appeal the judge's ruling. This is AP Radio News. The UN has voted for a Russian-drafted resolution to support the Ukraine ceasefire amid skepticism about Moscow's intent.
The Security Council voted unanimously to endorse the ceasefire in Ukraine, but U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power, pointing to Russia's continuing support of separatist rebels, suspects there's a catch in Russia's yes vote.
We are looking to Russia, which manufactured and fueled this conflict, to leave the upside-down world it has created and to honor the resolution it tabled today.
The resolution was delayed over the weekend while council members inserted language referring to Ukraine's independence and calling for a full probe of last year's downing of a Malaysian jetliner over Ukraine. Warren Levinson, New York.
Despite a warning from prison authorities that the gunman behind a weekend shooting spree that left two people dead in Copenhagen was at risk of being radicalized in jail, Danish intelligence officials insisted today they had no reason to believe he was plotting attacks after his release. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.